Follow us to the left through the grey door into our earth cellar, where you will find my parents' historical equipment for the production of sparkling wine on the red sandstone wall. We'll start here with a disgorgement barrel. You can see the disgorging key in the barrel, and this tool is required to remove the crown cap of the sparkling wine bottle. And then, with a loud bang and in a split second, the yeast deposit shoots out of the neck. To avoid the mess, we have the disgorgement barrel into which everything, yeast and liquid, is captured. And of course, the bottle has to be quickly brought back into the vertical position, and you must press your thumb on it so that you don't lose any more sparkling wine. In a bottle of sparkling wine, up to 6 bars of pressure are created during the second fermentation. In comparison, your car tire has a pressure of around 2.1 to 2.3 bars. So we have a small bomb in our hands here, and we have to keep reminding ourselves that one should be careful when handling the sparkling wine bottle and also when storing it in the summer heat in the car, for example.
In the second step, after the yeast has been disgorged, the bottles are inserted into the rubber thumbs that you can see on the device with the many handles. And here the first sparkling wine bottle is used to fill up the other bottles. Because, remember, we did not only remove the yeast, but we also lost a bit of the sparkling wine. This machine is also the place where the taste of the final product is determined. Because a fully fermented sparkling wine has 0 grams of residual sugar per liter after the second fermentation. Unfortunately, the sweetness levels and designations mean something completely different to the ones you know from wine, which are dry, semi-dry, semi-sweet, and sweet. However, we have 7 different styles of sparkling wine. Do you know them?
I think they're called Dosage 0, Extra Brut, Brut, Extra Dry, Dry, Semi-Dry, Sweet. And now they will definitely say no dry is the same as Brut. You see, a dry sparkling wine tastes much, much sweeter. Sometimes it has 24 to 36 grams of sugar, whereas a dry wine has a maximum of 9 grams of residual sugar. If you want a sparkling wine that is equivalent to dry wine in residual sugar, then you must order an extra brut or brut sparkling wine. Because these sparkling wines have 0 to 6 grams of residual sugar or up to 12 grams of residual sugar, and that comes closest to the wine.
The third machine you see here is a particularly historic machine that my parents bought at the Flue Market in Epernay. This device is a sparkling wine cork machine. It was one of their first purchases along with the disgorging key and barrel and the shaker. The special sparkling wine cork has to be put into the bottle at the end of the production process, and this is not an easy undertaking. This special cork has to be compressed by 2/3 of its size and is then driven in with 4 or 5 firm taps with the pestle like the ones you know from the Test Your Strength Strongman games from the fairground. And you guessed it. As a wine grower, you no longer need to go to the gym in the evenings. Because closing 50 bottles with this machine means you have had a real workout. This machine was actually the first one to be replaced and is only used here as a museum piece. With an age of about 140 years, it offers an opportunity to see how incredibly complex it was to taste the first bottles of sparkling wine. Finally, this is a machine that my father built himself to attach the wired cage, the muselier, to the bottle to keep the cork in place. After cleaning the bottle and labeling, we now have finished sparkling wine production. If you have any questions about the sparkling wine production method, feel free to ask me or my colleagues.
Please follow us now to the glass door on the bottom right. From here, you can have a good look at our storage cellar for sparkling wine. By the way, a sparkling wine estate naturally requires a lot more space than a normal winery. We turn about half of our wines into sparkling wine, and we not only let them mature on the yeast for 9 months, as required by law, but for much longer. Our sect, with a maturation of 2 or 3 years, are the ones that display the clear aromas of the wine. Our Privé sparkling are the ones with 4 or 5 years on the yeast. Our most special and festive sects are the ones matured from 5 to 35 years. These patina sparkling wines with special aromas, reminiscent of dried fruit, smoky notes, are truly a special treat. Here you can see around 200 to 240,000 bottles of sparkling wine maturing on the yeast. They are closed with a crown cap. They usually lie in a box, but they can also stand in it. The bottles standing upside down have already been riddled. The bottles lying on the ground have not yet been riddled.